حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دعم بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of يوم الجمعة. May Allah Ta'ala grant you an afiyat. May Allah Ta'ala accept the khidmat of deen. حضرة مفتي صاحب the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم أنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the 19th of Shawwal, 1446. Today we start on a sad note. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Yesterday, Thursday, at around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, my brother-in-law, my wife's brother, Motabai, Ahmad Mota, 95 years old, he was the eldest, and he passed away, and his janazah salah took place last night after Isha. So make dua for him, Ahmed, O.V. Muhammad, all our shuhada and martyrs in Gaza and everywhere else, and all our marhumin, Allah Jalla Wala grant all of them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Read Surah 14, verse 41. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Chapter 14, verse 41. Last week, Friday, 7-8 days ago, we were there, my wife, myself, by Motabai, by Haji Ahmed Ovi Muhammad. And you know one thing he did, which he never did in my life. When we went to meet him, and then he looked at me and he gave a broad smile, and then I shook his hand, and he took my hand and he kept it in his hand, and then he kissed my hands and so forth, and a tear came out. You know, it was very touching. I didn't know, obviously, at that time, last week, Thursday, that this Thursday it will pass away, and that will be our last meeting. I'm here in the studio in Indonesia. So may Almighty Allah grant all the brothers, all of them, Sabri Jameel, and grant his two daughters also, Yasmin and Raisa also, you know, Sabri Jameel. And we make dua for him and the entire OV family. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma ghfir lahum warhamhum wasakkinhum fil jannah. Allahumma anqulhum min dhiq al-luhud ila jannatika jannat al-khulud fi sidrin makhdud wa talhin mandud wa dhillin mamdud ya ghafur ya wadud. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that we focus on chapter number 45, Surah Al-Jathiyah, and verses 19, 20, and 21. And this is Isali Sawab, today's tafsir for our Ahmed Mota. I used to call him Motabai. The nephews, nieces, all used to call him Motapapa, you know. So we all would call him, my wife, myself, and us, we would call him Motabai. So anyway, Motabai has reached the mercy of Almighty Allah. So what they need from all of us, we all lost somebody near and dear in our lives, our parents, our brothers, sisters, sibling, children, spouses, and whoever. Al-Mawta kal-ghariq al-mutaghawith. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, the deceased are like the drowning person, you in Durban, O esteemed esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe you even saw it happening in real life, a person drowning and screaming, shouting for help. So that is the parable, the example he, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave. So we should read Quran Sharif, make dua for them, give our charity on their behalf, and inshallah, Allah grant us death on Iman and Islam, and make that the best day in our life, the day we meet our beloved Allah Jalla wa Ala. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Chapter 45, verses 19 to 21 is today's lesson. In yesterday's lesson, we ended on this note. You, Ya Rasulullah, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah has given you a divine code, a way of life, which we call the Sharia. So, فَاتَّبِعْهَا, you must follow it immaculately. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Do not follow the desires, worms, fancies of those people who do not know. Like today, the Arab leaders and Muslim leaders are doing majority of them. So, remember that. Now, in this verse, today's lesson, chapter 45 and verse number 19. So although the address is to the Master alayhi salatu salam, but it won't be applicable obviously to the Master, it's applicable to me and you. So Almighty Allah states, if you Muslim, you are going to follow these ignorant people, these people who don't want Islam, they want to exterminate Islam and so forth and so on, then remember, innahum, verily those people there, lay yughnu anka min Allahi shay'a, they will not be able to assist you, nothing assist you, although it will refer to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam initially, but the message, the greater connotation is for me and you, min Allahi shay'a, against Almighty Allah, even the slightest, but 1 inch, 1 millimeter, it will not help you, because Almighty Allah has a law, wa inna dhalimina ba'dhum awliya'u ba'd, that these zalims, these transport dictators, these transgressors and oppressors, they are the friends of one another. They are the protectors of one another. America protecting Israel, Israel protecting the Israel-American interests, the Shias playing a game with the world and so forth. So you must understand, all of them are haramis. America is the biggest terrorist. Israel is the biggest terrorist. And therefore, our fatwa is one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever, inshallah. But Allah gives us motivation, inspiration, and in the news, views, interviews, you will hear what type of inspiration, motivation is coming out from Palestine. Wallahu waliyul muttaqeen. Allah is the protector of those people who have true taqwa and piety. Today, the problem with me and you, so today, Friday, the non-Muslims call it Good Friday. We say every Friday is a Good Friday. And we have nothing to do with your Easter, which is based on, remember, Easter eggs and bunnies and all that, hot cross buns, all that haram in Islam. They say Jesus was crucified and killed. Islam rejects that with the contempt it deserves. Chapter 4, verse number 157. وَمَا قَتَلُوا وَمَا صَلَبُوا. Nor did they kill him, the Jutlas, the Jews, the Haramis. They tried to assassinate Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. And nor did they crucify him. Almighty Allah saved and rescued him and took him to the heavens in the state of bodily awakeness and physically. And Almighty Allah rescued him for the Jews. Yes, there was one person killed, but definitely it was not Jesus. We should be very clear on that as Muslims. هَذَا بَصَائِرُ لِلنَّاسِ. This is an eye-opener for people. Everybody in the world, irrespective of which city, which country, which continent he or she is, they heard about Gaza, they heard about Hamas, they heard about the Mujahideen, and 80% are siding with them. Remember the 20% are siding with America, Israel, because there's a vested interest involved, and they are the haramis, the white supremacists, the real terrorists, and so forth. So this Quran Sharif, The advices and the message it gives is an eye-opener for humanity. Not for Arabs or Muslims, for humanity. Well, hudaw, and remember, it is a source of guidance. What do you mean by source of guidance? It will illuminate our heart. It is nur, radiance and effulgence that will enter the inner recesses of our heart. But provided we are talib sadiq, we must be sincere. You open the tap, you put the glass, the cup facing the right direction. It will get filled up and saturated, our hearts will get. But you turn it upside down and you say that no, the water is not coming into the cup. But you put it upside down. So if you close your heart like the jutlas and the harami said, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْف, there is a cover, a ghilaf, and a covering on our hearts. Allah says there is no covering. بَلَّأَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ, nay, Allah has cursed the Jews because of their blasphemy. And فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, very few of them will bring through iman and faith. Therefore, when a jutla, jutli brings iman, you must monitor them. Majority of them will not be true Muslims. Very, very few, extremely few, the Quran Kareem states. So Almighty Allah states this Quran Sharif is what? It's an eye-opener. وَهُدَوْا, a source of guidance, radiance, effulgence. وَرَحْمَةٌ لِقَوْمِ يُوْقِنُونَ, for a people who have the true firm conviction, it's a source of mercy. Every law of Islam is a mercy for humanity. But people have their own hidden agenda, ulterior motive, and therefore they want to use that. Am hasib al-ladina, what? To those people, hasib al-ladina ajtarahu sayyat, those people committing war crimes, crimes against humanity, ethnic cleansing, and committing genocide, and other crimes, that is the kufr and blasphemy, shirk and polytheism, nifaq and hypocrisy. So, ijtarahu ay iktasabu, as-sayyat ay al-khati'at, al-kabair. So, what do those people think who are perpetrating, committing the major, major sins? An-naj'alahum, that we will make them, these criminals, kalladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Will they ever be equal to those who possess the true iman, faith and conviction? Wa amilu salihat, and those who continue with the righteous deeds? Will they ever be equal? Hasha wa kalla, never ever. Sawa'an mahyahum wa mamatuhum, irrespective whether it is in death or whether it is in life. They will never be equal. You are a bunch of criminals. Did you read Surah Yasin this morning before Fajr, O Muslim? وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ, oh you criminals, how dare you mingle and associate with the true believers. Move and stand one side. You are not fit to be in the category of the true believers. And people with iman, chapter 36 and verse number 59, Allah calls them مُجْرِمُونَ. They are the bunch of criminals. So they can never be equal. سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ, how horrible, terrible is those who pass the judgment and the verdict that the mu'mineen and the true believers and the fasiqeen and the kafireen and the munafiqeen are equal. Nay, they can never be equal. Your verdict stinks from Washington right till Tel Aviv, you haramis. So therefore, remember, the war goes on, as you will see now in the news, views and interviews. O Ummah, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, and you, the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah Jama'ah, you better start waking up. Today is Friday. Don't just kill time and so forth and start watching movies and soccer matches and go to haram places. Iqra, start reading, serious reading. Get your children involved. Just wasting time these 4 days and so forth, holiday. So nay, you must know exactly what's happening. Now listen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, Friday, Jumu'ah, the Mubarak day of Friday, 19 Shawwal, 1446. Yesterday alone, the Israeli diaper forces, haramis, murderers, war criminals, martyred and murdered 36 people in Gaza al-Mubarakah. And America, using the Arab countries as their bases, attacked Yemen, Sana'a, and they martyred 30 people there in Sana'a, in Yemen, our Mujahideen. And remember, 80 of them were injured and so forth. Israel made a proposal to Hamas and said that 45 days ceasefire, you must release 10 of the hostages. Hamas say, we're not interested. We will release all the hostages, but you must give guarantee, and America must give guarantee that the war will end and all you Jutlas must get out of Gaza. What a great proposal they made. That is counter proposal by Hamas. Remember, Israel rejected it, and they said, this is what the Jutlas are saying, the law of the war of extermination and the war of starvation will go on. These are the cursed people, they are the pigs and swines. You must remember, we are dealing with the Jews. They are the scum of the earth. Quran Kareem used words for them that he never used for any nation in the past or for the present or future. Allah Jalla Wala states in chapter 5, verse number 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Almighty Allah transformed their forefathers, some of them into swines and pigs, and some of them into monkeys. If you don't believe in this as a Muslim, you will end up with the Jutla state in hell also. Let me make that clear. Chapter 5, verse number 60, Surah Ma'idah. And verah number 62, Surah Al-Jumu'ah, chapter regarding Friday, verse 5. Almighty Allah speaks about their rabbis and their religious scholars, so-called. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. They are like donkeys carrying big, big encyclopedias. So there you have it. Ukraine and US agree. Intent. You see, memorandum of intent that America will have a share of the minerals. That is Trump. He is not interested in human beings and all that. How can he make money? You see, he worships money, the harami. The Red Cross has accused the IDF of destroying another center of the Red Cross. This is the second one in a few weeks. So that is Israel. They don't worry whether they destroy the Christian churches or the mosque, or they destroy the hospitals, or they murder babies, innocent children, and 100% guilty of genocide, war crimes, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity. And therefore, the Mufti of Libya passed a wonderful fatwa. He told the people, you in Morocco, when these Jutlas come there as tourists, they're not tourists, they're terrorists. You must put a bullet through them. I don't blame him, really. So the Mufti of Libya said, when the Jutlas come to there, they love, you understand, going to Morocco because they love the Moroccan woman and so forth. He said, you must put a bullet through them, these haramis. They are mubahuddam, they are terrorists, they are not tourists. So then when the Muslim Ummah wakes up, that will happen. Israel must allow an international probe into the Gaza aid killing of the 15 Palestinians. That's in the Haaretz newspaper, the editorial. How come? I asked 3 questions of Israel. How come you don't allow international journalists to come? What have you to hide? Why you don't allow? 1. 2. You say that Hamas must release all the hostages and the war will stop. So I'm asking you, yesterday you released a statement that you said that the war will continue in Syria, the war will continue in Lebanon, the war will continue in Gaza, and the Israeli army will remain there indefinitely. Syria got nothing to do with the hostages. Lebanon got nothing to do with the hostages. It shows you a bunch of haramis and biggest crooks you are. What you did yesterday there by our sacred graveyard, Maqbaratul Rahma, where Ubadah bin Samit is buried, where Shaddad bin Aus is buried, where the greatest great Sahaba are buried and companions, you desecrated it. And Ben Gwed the Harami says, we must bomb all the food places in Gaza. We must bomb the generators, and extermination and starvation must take place. If an Arab or Muslim ruler had to say that, or a minister, it should be world headlines in the Zionist press. But these are the super terrorists. He was called, he found guilty in the Israeli court and called a terrorist. That is Ben Gwey, you haramis. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. I have no regrets. You must remember visiting Palestine 5 times And therefore we will name you, shame you, and nail you, Jutlas. Your time is coming, you must remember. You remember our daughter, 6 years old, Hinda Rajab, how they martyred and murdered her, the Israeli haramis. So you must remember they have a Hind Rajab Foundation, and they laid a charge against him, the foreign minister of Israel, Shah. And he is there, the harami. We tell him not Shah. Shah is footsack, you understand? You must footsack to hell. That is the word we use for the jutlas. Go straight to hell, you haramis. And he must be arrested. But Britain is guilty. They started all this nonsense of Israel, and then America came. So they say no, they reject the arrest of Shah for war crimes and so forth. But your time is coming. See America, shooting at Florida State University, minimum 6 people injured. They want us to shoot, you see that? So the only mistake the guy made, he shot Trump's ear. He didn't shoot somewhere else, you understand? Ashkelon, divine punishment for Israel. Ashkelon ibn Hajar Asqalani. So Asqalan in Arabic Islamic terminology, Jutla steal it, they call it Ashkelon. They have a plant there and so forth, and fire is on there, and they don't know what is the cause and so forth. Half the bombs they have put there in Gaza have not exploded, and Israel will implode because of the internal differences. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Allahumma shattit shamlahum. Allahumma dammir diyarahum. Trump is trumpeting away. Big problems with Harvard. Big problem with the judiciary. Big problems with his own governors and so forth. And big problems with the world. Inshallah, America will fall. Civil war. Israel will fall. International pressure. And already you can see Canada using embargo of arms against them. So some countries are waking up. Remember that. And you have the Muslim countries, so-called Muslim. Pakka, Murtad, Harami. So they are the ones like Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, Bahrain, Morocco, supporting Israel. Russia from love from Russia. You know what love from Russia. So he says Russia removes Taliban from the terrorist list. Come on, let's make deals, Taliban told them. So Russia, and remember Taliban and all of them making big, big deals. Once the deputy vice president, the man of lot of vices, his wife is a Hinduri, so she's a Hindu. So she and he are going to where? India. She's going to visit the motherland. You see that? And why? Modi says, you better come here and sort out the tariffs. Otherwise, we also will impose our things here upon you. So they're rushing to India. You see that? Macron spoke with the US guys. You see that? The guy there, Marco Polo and all that haramis and that Vodkov and all shaitans. And they say it's a good, good meeting to end the Ukraine conflict. So, listen to this. I sent it out late last night. Allah Ta'ala reward the brothers and sisters who assist us in this jihad against all these enemies. Our jihad is against Saudi Arabia government, against the UAE government, and against all these haramis, and against America, and against the Israelis and so forth. In jihad. So remember that they told 300 elite members of the Hamas, we will give you free exit, we will put you up somewhere, no charges, and we will give you $2 billion. Hamas, the Mujahideen, told the Gulf states, you put it up your. You don't understand? So you put it up door. So see how they trying to bribe them. But Mujahideen don't fall for that. Imma an-nasr wa imma shahada. Either we win or either we give our life for the sake of Allah Jalla Wala. Saudi defense minister, he is going to bribe up Iran before the Saturday meeting day in Rome between, you must remember, Iran and US. So these are chamchas, you must remember. Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, my foot Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. The Khainul Haramain Sharifain, they are traitors to the Haram Sharif. Today they in Ula, the big musical extravaganza, and Sunday the Grand Prix, everything haram. Trump attacks the Federal Reserve Chairman, you must remember, chairperson, whatever you do call, and says he must be fired. Trump and Maloney brought some paloni from Italy, you see that? So she wants to act. She's also another prostitute if you study her life. So you must remember she wants to behave and act like the, you must remember, mediator for Europe and so forth. Qatar's Amir went to Moscow and he and Putin are cutting deals. How you like that? You see that? Putin can't come. We'll meet you, Putin. They like Putin because Putin put America in their place. You see that? Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, the shame and the stain for Bush and for all of them. And for, you must remember this, Bush and Biden and all of them, and Obama, Barack Obama and all of them. So 260 tents from Gitmo have been removed, the shame and the stain on the American regime. Trump threatens Howard University. If you don't do what I'm telling you, we will ban foreign students coming in there. So there, this is the oldest university in America, most prestigious, big problems there for them. Listen to this, Munafiqeen, Murtaddeen, Kafirin, the UAE government. They went to put big, big cameras there. Where? In Somali, Somaliland and so forth. Ahmed Abdi, you pick me up today, 11 o'clock. You must know what's happening in your part of the world. In UAE, the haramis, murtads, said, Israel, don't worry, we will put big cameras so you can monitor. You must remember the activities there in Yemen. So these are your so-called Muslims. Pakka murtads they are. China is replacing US oil with Canada oil. You see that? Chinese are too sharp. Yesterday, I read a story. You know me, I don't know how to cover the faces and that. But if anybody wants it, just send me a message. There is a guy, and you guys should know him. You know those of you who are up to date with Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood. His name is Denzel Washington. So if you want the article, just write Washington. Then I'll send it to you. You see that? So Denzel Washington says, I went to Gaza. Nobody told me, but I heard that Hamas are terrorists. And they did this, I did this. But something in my heart told me, man, let me go do my personal investigation. He say, I found the best people on this earth. They hardly have anything, but they have such a smile. And they entertained me in the rubble. And when the Azan went, they were praying. I said, which kind of people are this? They pray out of conviction and not because of war. And they were the most loving and peaceful people. Their actions brought me to Islam. And I, Denzel Washington, embrace Islam. You heard, Jutlas? That is Allah, Jalla Wala. You want to exterminate Islam and starvate Islam and Muslims. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. Allah Jalla Wala will let the nur of Islam spread throughout the world, although the kafirs, the non-Muslims, the Zionists and Americans hate it and despise it. And now Minister of South African News says the VAT cannot be blocked. So 1st of May, Papa, we're all going to pay VAT. You see, yesterday the Central, they send me an account. I just send it back to them. Waste of time. I say, go to hell. We're not going to pay anything to Central. You stole enough from us, you and the ANC. So now they're already sending, you must start paying extra VAT and all these things. South Africa loses out on the gold boom. South Africa is in number 8. We have one of the biggest gold reserves, but other countries have overtaken us. Why? Courtesy of ANC's corruption, looting and stealing. So a lion is missing in the Kruger Park. When I was there each time, so remember, one leopard was missing. What's happening in Kruger Park? You guys want tourists there or you want the lions and the leopards to run away from there? So that's South Africa. Zonke lungile, kullu halal. The lions say everybody's stealing, so let us also go and mess around, little bird, and just run away from here. You see that? 63 million wasted. This is in the Swani City Hall. What the hell you guys doing there, ANC and everybody else? 63 million wasted on the city hall in Pretoria, Chwani, whatever you want to call it. And now the building is falling apart. Good for nothing, you all are. You all are disgrace to South Africa. You all are disgrace to your ancestors also, who gave their lives. Hopeless, useless people you are. Mangaun prison. You know Manga Oon, Bloemfontein. You know Bester, the guy who ran away from there also. So now again big trouble there. You see that somebody was killed and what have you. So remember Ace Makhushule, ANC secretary also from that part of the world. Big court case against him. Anyway, let's carry on now. So now we will go over the Q&A, inshallah, with Maulana Salim Kareem. But let me give you the programs. So 11:20, you Ansar listeners, Markaz Sahaba listeners, and Sirius FM listeners, 11:20, inshallah, we will link up with Makkah Mukarramah, day 12:20. And the khutbah today will be rendered by Abdullah Awad Juhani. He's not a chamcha sidekick of MBS and all that. And then we will be gone and leaving to Roshni, Brother Ahmed Abdi. 12:15 is Azan there. 10 Sunnats and then 12:25 the talk will start. Inshallah, Inshallah Aziz, it will be live on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Tonight we have a special program for you. Wonderful program. Allah reward my brother Hafiz, Firoz, Bouda, Advocate Senior Counsel, and Attorney Nadeem Muhammad. And they were interviewed by our brother Suleiman Esop regarding Hamas status. Are they terrorists, not terrorists, liberation fighters, and so forth. So that is what the discussion is tonight between 8 and 9 on Legal Eagle. Listen to that. Those of you who got nikah announcements, please send it now. Junaid Mota is waiting there. 084-786-3132. And inshallah, 10 to 10:30 more Zahid program for nikah. So inshallah, they will announce all the nikah. I already sent 3 to him yesterday. So anybody got? So it's sunnah to get married in Shawwal. Very good to get married on a Friday. So come on, get your daughters, sons and grandchildren married, inshallah. Maulana Salim, we have 11, 12 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, if the Fajr Jamaat is on, should you read your 2 sunnat first or should you join the Jamaat immediately?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The Shafi'is humbly say you must join the Jamaat immediately. Idha uqimati salatu fala salata illa al-maktuba. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Mustad Ahmad. Once the Jamaat starts, you must join the Jamaat. So according to Shafi'is humbly, when you finish your Fajr Salat, then immediately after that you read the sunnat. You don't have to wait for sunrise and 15 minutes after that. Hanafis and Malikis say you must join the Jamaat. Malikis say that if you're sure you will get the second rakat, you might miss one rakat and you still join the Jamaat. Hanafis say even if you miss both rakats, but you're sure you will join the Imam before Salam, then you read your sunnats and so forth. They have Atharu Sahaba, some Sahaba's verdict are like that and so forth and so on. So that is what should be done. So we must not miss the Jamaat. If you miss the Jamaat, if you fear you're going to miss the Jamaat totally, Hanafis and them say, then remember you join the Jamaat and wait for 15 minutes after sunrise. And then you read the 2 sunnah de muakkada. So that is the fatwa of the Hanafis.
Mufti Sahab, I was doing tawaf and I was on the 3rd round and the guard removed me because of salah. Can I continue with the round that I have to start the whole tawaf again?
After the salat and everything is finished and then you go forward, then it's best that you start all over again. Al-istinafu afdal. But Hanafis say, if you start from the 3rd round again, meaning go back to Hajar Aswad and start there and continue, so your first 2 rounds are valid and you continue from 3rd round, so that also is permissible according to Hanafis. However, Shafis, Hanbalis and all of them say no. You must start all over again because that has become fasid and is broken. And bina'ul fasid, alal fasid, fasid. So meaning you can't continue from there. You must start all over again. So Hanafis say it's better to start all over again. But Shafis, Hanbalis and them say it's compulsory to start from the beginning all over again.
Kisab, I want to know what are the signs that Allah has accepted someone's tawbah?
Chapter number 66, verse number 8. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. The person came to Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and asked him, what is this nasuha? Sayyidina Umar was a genius. He said that, you know, when you milk the she camel, you milk the cow. Did you ever see the milk going back? Said, Hasha wa kalla, never ever. So he said, when you make tawbah, people commit, you know, crimes, fornication, adultery, drugs, gay business, and what, gambling, alcohol. Now you make sincere tawbah, you don't have relapse like the druggies, you know, and you don't go back to it. So that means Allah has accepted your tawbah. Maaf Mawlana, I cut in there, but that is the answer for tawbah and maqboola. May Almighty Allah give us the tawfiq that we make sincere tawbah and we repent sincerely.
Hijab, the second question was, what dua do we read to ask Allah to conceal our faults and gunas?
Remember that, always read the dua mentioned in the Noble Quran, chapter 3, verse 194. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Chapter 3, verse 194. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ O Allah, do not disgrace us in this on the day of justice. And you want satari, you want it to be concealed in this world and in the year after. Read, Ya Sattaru, Ya Sattar. You know, we Memon people, you will find our youngsters, they got the name Abdul Ghaffar, Abdul Sattar. It's very common amongst us Memons. It's very good names. So Abdul Sattar, Allah is Sattar, Ya Sattar, Allahumma stur awrati wa amin ro'ati. Oh Allah, you cover my vices and my sins. Wa amin ro'ati. And oh Allah, you grant me safety at the time of fear. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif. And if you read plural, Allahumma astur awratina wa amin ru'atina. And if you read in your own words and so forth, Allahumma astur jami'a dhunubina wa jami'a uyubina. Ya Allah, cover all our vices and sins and all our faults and mistakes. Ya Arya Sattaru, Ya Ghaffar. Learn to speak to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Mufti Sahab, when a female gets married, is giving a Quran, Musalla and Burqa compulsory to be given to her as it is a tradition carried down?
No, it's not a sunnah, it's just a customary thing. It's permissible that they give the woman in the dej, you know, in the true soul, or the husband's family give her, or her parents give her, and so forth. They'll give her a scarf, a dopatta, they'll give her a Quran, a tasbih, and lot of things, you see. So it's more tradition and customary than regarding sunnah, so we should always draw that distinction.
Of Kisab, is zakat due on a deceased estate that is still not wound up?
Allah reward you, the brother, sister who asked that question, we should know. So yesterday, my brother-in-law, Ahmed Mota, passed away, 95 years old. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. So first thing, burial expenses. The family must take care of that. Second one, the debts of the deceased. You see, all that must be paid. So what he owed to Tom, Dick and Harry or Mary, Muslim or non-Muslim, creditors, all that must be settled. Third one, wasiyah, that he bequeathed for this one, that one, who are not heirs, non-heirs. So remember, in a case like that, so that must be implemented, and maximum amount you can bequeath is 1/3 of the net estate. Then the fourth one is the shares of the heirs. So whether it takes 6 months or 1 year or 2 years or 3 years, whatever the case is, so you the heirs, you already the owner of your share proportionately, although physically you haven't received it in your account or in your hand and so forth, but zakat is compulsory upon you. Dalil, evidence, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu writes in Ma'arif al-Quran, under the verse, Nasibam Mafrooda. Under the verse, you must remember that where Almighty Allah speaks of inheritance. That is chapter 4, verse number 11. Fariidatan min Allah. Allah has made you the heirs, the owners, ijbari. It's the only place in Islam automatically you become the owner, even if you say you're not the owner. So you, the heirs, have to pay the zakat proportionately, even though the estate only gets winded up after 2, 3, 4, 5 years. For all those years, you have to pay zakat proportionately.
Mufti Sahib, and what time can you read Jahas Salah?
Remember the fatwa of all the four schools is this, that today you take, for example, that sunrise, you must remember, yeah, by us, is 6:25, 6:26, right? So say quarter to seven. So yeah, I'm speaking by us here, Johannesburg area, Gauteng and so forth. So now from 20 to 7, 7 o'clock onwards, so you read 2 rakat Salatul Ishraq. And immediately after that, you read Salatul Duha, 2 rakats, totally permissible. Our Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai, Hafidahullah, Majlis, you see that. So he, Allah give him siha, afia. He's well in his 80s now, 87 years old, Islamically 88 years, you know. But he's running strong, he's still writing, you know. So Allah Ta'ala bless him with siha, afia. So mashallah, I know very well because my appointment with him when I meet him is after Ishraq. So he reads 2 rakats, 4 rakats, 6 rakats, 8 rakats, 10 rakats. He say, me dona parta ho. I read Ishraq and I read my duha. My char salat one way and then the whole day I'm busy. You see that? So that is the verdict of muhaqqiqin ulama, totally permissible according to all 4 schools. If you want to separate it, read 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 12, 15 minutes after sunrise, Ishraq. And 2-3 hours after that, you read 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you read Salatul Duha, Chas Salat. So all that, all these are flexible issues. Al-Babu Wasi'un.
Mufti Sahab, what is the ruling? Some Jamaat brothers are using hadith relating to virtues of jihad to motivate people to go for Jamaat. Is this correct?
Remember, this question was put to Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Zakariya, Sheikhul Hadith, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. You know, Maulana, I'm sure me and you, once we must have went there to Makki Masjid. You know Makki Masjid, that was a markaz that time in the 70s of the Tabligh Jamaat. So when I went there, before you enter Makki Masjid, they used to have these booksellers, they used to sell kitabs. So I found one last copy, I still got it here. Kitab Kutub-e Fazail or Unpar Ishkalat. That's the kitab's name, you see that? That is Fazail Kitab, which Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Sheikhul Hadith, Maulana Zakariya, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, who passed away for Shaban 1982. Last etikaf was here in Stanger, South Africa. So on his books, the objections people raised and the answers. So he's giving the answers. So he said the Tabligh people, they use the jihad and all these type of things here. So is that right? So Hazrat Sheikh Nawwarallahu Marqadahu gave the answer and said, see, let us go to Quran Sharif and see what Allah Ta'ala says. Ya ayyuhan Nabi, O Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, جاهد الكفار والمنافقين وغلظ عليهم. Chapter 66, Surah Tahrim, verse number 9. So, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, جاهد الكفار, wage war against the kuffar. You see that? So there, 100% battle of Badr, battle of Khaybar, all that is in front of us. والمنافقين. But if you go to Bukhari Sharif, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never waged war with arms and swords and all that against the munafiqeen and hypocrites. Why? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Inna an-nasa qalu inna Muhammadan yaqtulu ashaba. That Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is killing his own people. So therefore, their jihad will be in the meaning of da'wat. So the mistake, if you want to call it mistake, of the Tabligh Jamaat is this. You must remember that. That they only confine themselves to this year. You must remember Dawud. I heard Mona, Hazrat Mona Ubaidullah, you understand, who was one of the elders in Nizamuddin. I heard him myself. He said, Ye jo hamara kaam tabligh jamaat ki hai, ye apne islah ke liye hai, aur phir aainda jaagar Hazrat Mahdi ki jo jamaat banenge, aur unke saath jihad karenge, wo dushmano ke khilaaf. That is the aim. And this we heard from the elders ourselves. So you see, and therefore, when now Ijtima is taking place, I sent it out yesterday, yeah, the FNB stadium, not in the stadium now. I believe there's a big soccer match going. I don't know who's playing. Pirates and Chiefs are playing or who's playing, I don't know. But anyway, so next week, Saturday, Sunday, Monday is this thing, you understood? Next to the stadium. So I hope the great elders come, like Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Sahib Delva. So many things, if you hear his bayan, he'll say, Ya qabil islah. So what they should say, our starting point is da'wat, and the ending point is jihad against the enemies. Therefore, Mufti Taqi Sahib told the elders there in Raiwin and all that, that what is happening in Palestine, you must speak about it and make dua for them. And then they made dua and so forth. So remember, that is Qabil-e-Islah, what we will say. But Tabligh Jamaat is the best work in the world for the past 100 years. Allah Ta'ala make the Ijtima a success wherever Ijtima is taking place. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.